The Toby Gribbin Show. Highlights.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Well, we've got Francisco Zales here, who's the co-founder of Slink. How are you doing today?
Oh, I'm great, thanks. How are you?
I'm doing smashing, thank you. So how did you come up with the idea for Slink?
There was it was my cousin Alejandro was really on driving one day, and he saw an ad on the radio. And as you well know, there are these impossible URLs that you can never remember. And so the question of memorability versus clickability came along. You know, it's like the ads and shorteners have been emphasizing clickability. Then branded domains came around, and branded domains don't seem to resolve the problem. They just add complexity. They're no longer following the .com scenario. They're the .com established route, which is adding complexity. So Ale, my cousin, who's just come online, and I would basically, his idea was basically, first of all, let's make it just simple, and then let's establish an organizational tool. So right now we've basically built a link management tool that is much better, much easier, much faster to use than either Bitly or Linktree. Linktree only provides one level of organization. Slinks provide two levels. You create the root word, which is much more powerful than any branded domain. And then from there you insert the colon and you have a subslink. And that's what's really differentiating us from most of any other link management tool out there right now.
Yeah. So let's bring in Alejandro, who's just joined. Who can use Slink? Is it for everybody?
It is for everybody. It's something that anybody that's trying to get a call to action out there can use. It also offers the opportunity for people to create whole ecosystems of links that are essentially tied to their root word. So for example, you guys are on Shout Radio. We went ahead and created the Slink Shout, right? So if now anybody goes onto their website, onto their web browser and types slink.com/shout, they're going to land on the webpage for the radio station. Yeah. But as an example of what Francisco was talking about, I also created a subslink for you. So if people now use Shout colon Toby, they're going to land on the subpage of your radio show, right? So it's funny, earlier on, I was listening to some older recordings of your show, and I came across one call to action from one of the hosted red ads that you guys do that was just outrageous. It was just hyphen after hyphen after hyphen. Do you remember that one? It's incredible. Yes. And I thought it was a joke. I thought that it was, meant to be a funny bit within your show, but it turns out that it's an actual link, And that exercise of trying to get people to remember a way to reach that information was probably entirely lost on your audience, right? So that person contracted you guys to create that ad would have been much better served with something like a slink, where you could have just said, for more information, just slink, whatever the word, my project, or, I can't remember exactly what it was about, that's the idea. To create something that's memorable, especially in the context of audio, something that you can just say and people will immediately remember. So a broader example might be words that essentially define whole categories like fashion or music or movies or anything like that, right? Where, if that's what you're interested in and you hear an ad that discusses something that you want to go find out about, all you need to remember is the word that describes the thing that got you interested to begin with, right?
Yeah.
So that's essentially
it's an immediate call to action too, Toby. Like, so it, right now, for instance, I redirected, I think if you Slink free, it'll go straight to my phone. So a Slink to action is a tremendously important new feature, because especially you guys in radio, I mean, how do you get your advertisers' message out really, really quickly? How do you do that?
The other important aspect of this is that we know that audio advertising is the fastest growing segment within advertising right now, mostly as a result of podcasts. But the interesting thing is that even the ad agencies are being a little skeptical of audio advertising because of two reasons. One is the one we just discussed. It's difficult to actually relay that call to action. But more importantly, the second one is being able to track the results of that call to action, right? Because if you just rattle off a domain in order to reach the information that you're promoting, you don't really know that the visits to that domain came from that specific ad that you put up on a podcast or a radio show, right? Yeah. With a Slink, we give you all the analytics of the specific Slink that you're promoting. So you can very clearly gauge what kind of traffic you're generating from that specific call to action on the radio program.
That's a great idea, actually. And are there any challenges that come about when you're using Slink?
Yeah, talking to you. That's a big challenge. Challenges, sure. I mean, the first challenge truly is when you have a good idea is communicating it. I mean, not being that person that stays frustrated because they had a great idea and it was never implemented, or somebody, you know, came in and implemented that idea differently. I think that's one challenge. The other challenge is that we're dealing with fundamentally an area that has not been dealt with, which is the link management shortener with organization. So it's truly a link management tool that has a wider scope than any other tool out there right now. And we're able to do it.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hopefully, the real challenge is making a market for words, making words count, you know, having people own their words and use them in the most efficient way possible to promote content.
Yeah.
I was just going to say that it, sort of following up briefly on what Francisco said, you know, the notion of using Linktree, which obviously is very popular, right? Basically, you have a handle and then you have a really long list of links. And somebody that's interested in just finding one then has the task of going through through the whole list and trying to figure out what it is that they were interested in, right? That's friction, right? We can do the same kind of thing with a much more direct access to the information, because every one of those subslinks in itself is something that's memorable. So in the example that I gave you earlier, if you wanted people to land on your show's website, all you need to do is ask them to slink shout colon Toby, and that's it, right? You don't have to send them to an intermediary page in which they have to go looking for the link that takes them to the Toby show.
And what are the recent trends that have made this solution possible?
Oh, there's a lot in that question. First of all, you know, obviously the influencer market has exploded. You know, it's something that, you know, everybody is able to produce content now, right? Whereas before, content generation was really reserved for actual companies that that were specializing in that. Now everybody is a content generator, right? And everybody, to a certain degree, is looking for that content to be consumed, right? As a result, there are all kinds of different platforms that have arisen. There's a lot of segmentation in this content. You know, you might find some information in Instagram, other information in Facebook. And if you really want to get a complete picture of you know, what one particular influencer or one particular company might be doing, sometimes you need to go looking for the information in different places, right? That's one example of friction. Another example of friction is what Francisco alluded to earlier, right? URLs have gotten more and more complex. And this idea of branded links, in which, for example, other companies have options where you can essentially create additional domains. Like, for example, the New York Times has nyti.ms/ and then an additional word that might derive you to a specific article, right? But now I have to remember that the New York Times is NYT, I already forgot what it is, NYTMSI, you know, some kind of contraction. It's all very contrived, right? They're looking for ways that seem to be efficient in terms of reducing the length of the URLs, but at the end of the day, they're just creating complexity in the fact that these URLs are really not easy to remember, type, or execute, right? Mm. And so we want to move everything back towards natural language, where the very words of the language that we speak are the things that you need in order to access the information.
Is Slink free to use?
There's a freemium model where it is free to use. There's a fair amount of value that we're giving away for free. If you want to actually reserve a word for good and prevent it from it being taken away from you after that initial free term, then you have to pay. It's a very small fee. It's only $20 per year. So, you know, every month you'll be paying less than $2 for it. And the value that it offers is very significant. As you might imagine, there are certain words that are very valuable, you know, like radio, for example, right? Even words like audio, movies, music, fashion, there's any number of words that are very valuable. And the other thing that's coming very soon is the ability for these words to be monetized. And I won't describe the details of that just yet. We'll be releasing a new version of the platform soon that's going to allow the owners of these words to actually monetize that ownership.
Yeah. Well, where are we able to find Slink? Just slink.com, right?
Yes, you got it. See how easy it is?
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, but in all your advertising, I mean, I think it even has use for you to tell your advertisers, please buy the Slink. You know what I mean? Because, yes. I mean, instead of you having, say, hyphen, and double and semicolon and backslashes, those are things that just add friction. And initially, the whole shortener industry was designed to visually declutter spaces, right? Because you couldn't get 130. You have to keep your Twitters into 130. And then people... Yeah. Developers were having these huge things. They just wanted to visually declutter. Slinks go a step further. They mentally declutter you, and they allow you to organize yourself because you own that Slink Toby. And then Toby Mail is pretty obvious that you're going to have your email there. And then you can start creating your own Toby, you know, all kinds of categories and telling people to come and share it. And then, like Anaconda said, you're going to be able to monetize your subslinks and your slinks.
Yeah, there's
and that's
even
where we're also going to be a huge differentiator from the current models that are out there, like Linktree, that try to create like a taxation system within their own ecosystems where they add a commission and make, you know, they're just another middleman that takes a little bit from the sale. We want to create the real estate through which the sale gets done, which is that destination.
Yeah. And there's also a way in which influencers can monetize links right now. A lot of influencers have affiliate links, right? They get commissions on the things that they promote. And when people click on those links, they get a cut of whatever it is that they purchase, right? These, as you, I'm sure you know, these affiliate links are very long and convoluted because they have massive codes attached at the end of them, right? You can basically convert any one of these affiliate links into a Slink, and then you can verbally transmit that affiliate code in a way that people will be able to remember remember and execute, right? You no longer depend on driving them to a place in which they can click on something.
So you go to Slink.com and it's free.
Yeah. Well, many thanks for coming on today. It's been great to talk to you both.
Yeah, Toby, thank you very much. Really appreciate it.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.